All right, welcome in. It is the first edition of the High School Hockey Report here in 2016. My name is Sean Bellegian, and every week leading up to the road that takes us to U.S. Hockey Arena in Plymouth, Michigan, we're going to do our best to let you know some of the great things that are going on all around the great state of Michigan in regards to the great product that is high school hockey. It's something, hey, if you're here, you already know, but what we're trying to do is share it with everybody out there. Go out, support the local teams, come out and see some of these tournaments. It's a fantastic product and one that we're very, very proud to be talking about here on High School Hockey Report. Without further ado, let's get into our first guest. And I guess what better way to start at the top? This seems to be everybody's consensus number one as we sit here today, but I think he might be the first guy to tell you that doesn't mean anything right now. But without further ado, let's welcome in the head coach at Catholic Central, Coach Brandon Kalinicki. And first, Cal, always a pleasure to talk to you. You've been a friend of the show for a while. It's a pleasure to have you be our first guest here in 2016. How are you, bud?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well. Thanks again for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you as well.
You know, Brandon, it's interesting because, you know, I was just talking about this. You guys are number one. Everybody's number one right now. But I think one of the lessons that we've learned, and I think this is a testament to how much the game has grown here in the great state of Michigan, is, hey, listen, the middle of January, it's nice to look at, but it doesn't mean anything come the middle of March. There's too many pitfalls, if you will, landmines, whatever you want to call it, all around this great state.
Absolutely. I mean, you could look at it from so many different directions and just say, you know, being ranked number one, sure, is it nice to kind of have some recognition for the kids to recognize and for other people to recognize, oh, that's a pretty good hockey team. But, you know, like you're saying, at the end of the day, it doesn't really mean much unless you're ranked number one at the end of the season. That's what we all want. So, you know, it certainly is a nice thing to every once in a while glance at just to see, oh, you know, people are recognizing that, you know, you're doing a good job or the players are playing well. That's always a positive. But like you already hit on, and it's all about the end of the season as far as what those rankings actually mean. And bottom line is there's so many teams that are capable of beating you, whether they're ranked number one or ranked number 30. I mean, there's just, it's hockey, and I think you know that.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk to you about what's going right for the team. One of the things that jumped out to me, I mean, of course, if you don't know, Catholic Central, the Shamrocks, are 9-1 right now. And Coach Kalinicki, what jumps out to me, 9 goals against. You know, and of course, we're talking about 9-1 in-state rivalry, in-state rivals, if you will. 9 goals against in 10 games. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's nice to have a solid goaltender, that's for sure. Alec Calvaruso has been kind of our number one guy for much of those games, and he's held it down when we've needed him to. You know, he certainly has kept that number pretty low, and our defense as a whole has played really well. And, you know, every time we seem to get in trouble, Alec's been able to bail us out. But it kind of is a testament to how well the guys have adjusted and concentrated on that part of the game. I mean, you know, some games you're scoring, some games you're not, but if you can keep the puck out of the net, you got a chance in every game.
Coach Brandon Kalinicki, of course, the head coach at Catholic Central, kindly joining us here on the High School Hockey Report. You know, it's interesting because, you know, for years, and I've talked to you about it, and you got to see it as a player, but for years we've talked about how tough the MIHL is. And, you know, now from your perspective, being the head coach at Catholic Central, hey, listen, there's no rest. I mean, there are numerous teams almost across the board in the MIHL. If you have that off night, if you give up that odd goal, if you will, somebody's going to beat you in the MIHL.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that, it makes for a lot of exciting hockey games. It makes for a coach to age very quickly, I can tell you that personally. But, you know, as far as the games itself, I think, you know, you kind of hit, if you have, you know, if you're just a little bit off your game, you're very, very capable of getting beat no matter who you are. And there are a lot of teams capable of doing it. And that's made for a lot of fun, though, at the same time. You know, the games have been tight for the most part as far as our in-state games. You know, Rice, Cranbrook, all the way down the line, U of D, who we just played the other night and lost to. I mean, the games are so tight that so many games can go either way. And if you're just a little bit sluggish or not up to your peak, you're very vulnerable to get beat.
You know, Coach, you mentioned the game the other day, a weird schedule quirk, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it. You guys have 11 days off. You don't play again until January 20th, correct me if I'm wrong, and then you have a couple games after you play Rice against Culver and everything. Good thing, bad thing, what are your thoughts on that?
Ideally, I would have liked to have stayed away from that second big gap, especially after coming off of Christmas break. But the schedule kind of is what it is. At the time, we had to kind of adjust to a new ownership at our arena and some schedule changes that we made. And that, for some reason, that week just became very problematic to find anything to get in there. So we just kind of had to roll with it. And, you know, the schedule kind of turned out the way it is. But from a coach's perspective, we're certainly going to make the best of it. And it allows us to kind of refocus real quickly after Christmas break, almost bringing it back. You got 10, 11 days between games. You can almost kind of have a refresher on all the things that you hit hard early in the season. You actually have a little bit of time to touch up on all of them again to make sure, hey, you know, we haven't talked about this part of the game as much, and now we got that opportunity so that when games are coming hot and heavy right after another, which they will in a couple weeks for us, you're not going to have that much time on the ice to sit down and really slowly work through as many things as we do now. So we just got to take advantage of it and really, really concentrate on making the best of the 2 weeks.
Brandon Kalinicki, of course, the head coach at Catholic Central. And, you know, Coach, I do want to talk to you about it's one of the best events on the calendar every year in the high school hockey world. But if I may, for a moment, take me back to last spring, because I think people out there know you had a lot of success at Dearborn Divine Child. I'm sure there's still part of your heart that was there. But how often does one get a chance to, quote-unquote, come home? You played at Catholic Central. I mean, you're a Shamrock through and through. So maybe as tough as it was to leave a place like Divine Child, when you get a chance to come home, all bets are off.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a tough thing to do. I really enjoyed my time there, and I really enjoyed what we were doing. But like you kind of said, if there was one job in the state that I was ever gonna leave a current job for, it's Catholic Central in terms of high school hockey. That was, I mean, like you said, my alma mater. I played there. I have a lot of pride in the program. So when that opportunity kind of came up, I mean, I just looked at it. You never know if I'll ever get another shot at it. So kind of had to take advantage of it and had to run with it. So you know, I'm obviously very honored and humbled to be the head coach at Catholic Central. And you know, but I certainly, you're right, it was a tough decision, and it was certainly tough to leave Divine Child because I really enjoyed my time working with everybody over there.
Hey, before we let you go, let's look ahead a little bit. As I mentioned, you play Brother Rice. I mean, that's always an event. January 20th, a couple games against Culver. But let's face it, in recent years, I think the secret's out. The MIHL Showcase Downriver is something that everybody's got their eye on year in, year out. Every year, it seems to get bigger. It seems to get better. The secret is out. We're only 3 weeks away. I mean, how exciting is it for you now, personally, to be a part of this from an MIHL perspective? Of course, again, as a player and as a fan and an alum of CC, I'm sure it's awesome. And I mean, who's kidding? Who? Just a fan of the product. But now to be a part of this, to be one of the teams playing at the showcase, that's got to be awesome for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was fortunate when I was at Divine Child. We were able to play in it every year that I was there. And it was certainly exciting. It was an exciting weekend for us. It was something that we always looked forward to because you knew no matter what the situation was, you were going to get good games. You're going to get good competition. Just the atmosphere and the event is just fantastic. You have, you know, three games going on at once. You can walk into any arena. And I as a fan, I just always loved going early in the day, even if we were playing later in night, and just being able to watch all these other teams, see these other players. It's an exciting experience. And then now being on the MIHL side of it, you know, there is a lot of work that goes into it from the league perspective, how much those guys do as far as trying to find out the best matchups, make sure that we're going to get quality competition, make sure to kind of I don't want to say scout the teams that are going to be coming to the tournament, but find out information about them so that we put everybody in position to be successful, to promote the event in a very positive light. And I just am, you know, it's astounding to kind of be on the other side of it and see how much work the people within the MHL do, whether it's Andy Wiedenbach, you know, Scott Locke, who does quite a bit, and just guys like that who do a lot to make sure that the showcase kind of runs smoothly. And I recognize that now, having getting inside of it.
No, you know, the amazing thing, and I'll echo what you said. I mean, I highly suggest people to get the weekend pass. I mean, it's phenomenal because, folks, I mean, if you want to see the best of the best, I mean, this is what this tournament has year in, year out. And at any given time, you could have two of the best teams playing on one rink from Division II, two of the best teams from Division I. It really is one of those. I mean, it's a celebration of the product in the state. And maybe somebody takes that and goes, wow, that's cheesy, but it's the truth. I mean, really, this is the best of the best, and showing everybody, showcasing, if you will, some of the fine teams and the talent here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really, I've already alluded to it before, but you can walk in any rink, you can watch a good hockey game, and you're going to see some good hockey players on the ice. And, you know, and the best part is that it's just, like I said, just it seems that every time I've been there and have been able to sit down and watch a game, I'm just enjoying the hockey game and just enjoying the competition. And I think that's the best part of high school hockey. And then you just, like you said, you just kind of walk 10 feet into another arena and you just pick up with a new game and another good rivalry or good, you know, in-state matchup.
Hey, check out all the information. Make sure that you head to the MIHL website. I think everybody out there knows about the showcase. If you're one of the people listening to the show and you don't know about it, do yourself a favor and go find out. A lot of great hockey being played there. And, of course, this guy and his Catholic Central Shamrocks will be a part of it. Hey, always a pleasure to talk to you, Coach Kalinicki. Continued success. I'm sure we'll talk sooner rather than later. But thanks for getting us started this year on the High School Hockey Report.
Thank you, Sean. It's an honor to be your first guest this season, I'll tell you that. Thank you very much.
You the man. Coach Kalinicki right here on the High School Hockey Report. All right, welcome back into the High School Hockey Report here. 2016, glad you can join us. Hey, great story in Livonia right now. One of the hottest teams in the state. Livonia Churchill, the Chargers are really getting it done, knocking off some big names in the process. Kindly joining us here on the show, Jason Reynolds, the head coach of the Chargers. Coach Reynolds, first of all, really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining us here on the High School Hockey Report.
Oh, thank you, Sean, for including me. I appreciate it very much. Good to be here.
Hey, Jason, you know, let's start with what's going on with this team right now, because I think this is a story that a lot of people are picking up on. I don't want to say you had a tough start to the season, because certainly you have some expectations and everything, but something clicked with this team in the past month and a half, and people around the state are noticing. Can you put your finger on it?
Well, I think it's, I dare say it's been probably a couple of years in the making, to be honest with you. When I took over for Pete Mazzoni a couple of years ago, we knew that a large rebuild was inevitable. And we knew at some point in the next couple of years, we were going to have to endure somewhat of a youth movement. And I think every high school team eventually goes through that. We're very fortunate in Livonia to have, you know, so many great hockey players to accommodate three varsity high school teams. But you know, we're in a position now where, I mean, that it is cyclical and there's a bit of an ebb and flow to it. So we knew that at some point we were going to have to endure a youth movement, and we kind of started that last year. When we came into this year, I think we did a nice job of bringing the right guys in. We have some guys now in leadership positions who have been here for a couple of years. I think they've seen kind of how things have gone through the growing pains, and I think they've had an expectation as to how they'd like the culture to be at Livonia Churchill, which certainly matched what our coaching staff wanted. And, you know, along the way, we've really picked up some dynamic players as well. I mean, you talk about guys like Tyler Hajdu and John Doyle and Jordan Benigoni, who was just voted the player of the week this past week. And he's, you know, those guys have really done a great job of kind of upping the level of competition that we put out every year. And you know, uniquely enough, we actually have a lot of guys who are our younger siblings to former Chargers as well, guys like Danny Carey and Michael Papiano and Josh Friend and Connor Burdett. And these guys bring so much energy to the rink every single day that you can tell that the program means something to them because their family knows this program. Their older brothers have been a part of this program. So it really means something to them to be successful. So it's almost been kind of a perfect storm for us because I think we have the right mix of guys with a great, great team focus, a tremendous work ethic, and it's paying off. And I dare say it's all paying off a little sooner than we expected. We only have four seniors this year. So, I mean, we're still a very young team, but that bodes well for the future, and we're very excited to see where this thing goes.
Jason Reynolds, of course, the head coach of the Livonia Churchill Chargers, 6 straight wins, 10-2 overall. And Coach Reynolds, I know a guy that does a top 25 that is going to have the Chargers in the top 25 with a bullet, as a matter of fact. I mean, the way things have been going. No, you mentioned Livonian. I mean, it's so interesting. You know, you're a Livonia guy. I'm a Livonia guy. All these guys mm-hmm. know each other. All these guys have played against one another at some point in time. It really is a dynamic that I'm not sure how many other areas in this great state with so much great hockey being played. I don't know how many areas can kind of say what Livonia guys can say.
No, it's absolutely true. And we've been so fortunate. I mean, not even just over these last few years that guys like Dennis Gagnon and myself have been involved, but I mean, you go all the way back to, you know, the days when I was playing high school hockey. I mean, this is back in the 90s, and I'll confess to everyone publicly, I was a Livonia Stevenson alum. but you go back that far, and I mean, there, you know, Livonia has had such a rich hockey history. I mean, there were waiting lines all the way around the Devonair Arena just to register their kids for hockey. So, I mean, you know, hockey has had a rich tradition here in the city of Livonia. I remember some of the battles we had back in the days between all three high schools. And I think we're finally starting to get back to that again. And, you know, I think Dennis and I had similar types of rebuilding projects to do here when we first came in, although I had remnants of a regional championship team when I first came in. So I think Dennis kind of got a head start on me. He picked his young guys. He put his culture together, and now it's really paying off as those guys become juniors and seniors. We're starting that youth movement now, but I think we're finally getting to a point now where that it's getting so exciting in Livonia because all three teams are competitive. All three teams are on the radar now. You know, we've been somewhat of a dark horse over the last couple of years because we've been in this rebuilding process. But I keep telling the boys every day that, you know, don't take anything for granted. Take this one day at a time. And yes, we're having success now, but there's still a second half of the season left to play with some really competitive teams. And, you know, we just have to be one day better every single day.
Well, if you want to see a pretty exciting team play, you have an opportunity. This Friday, January 15th, they take on the Mustangs from Northville, and then a rematch with Livonia Franklin as the Chargers take on the Patriots next Wednesday, January 20th. Jason Reynolds, the head coach of Livonia Churchill, joins us. You know, Coach Reynolds, we just talked to Coach Kalinicki at Catholic Central. And I mean, listen, everybody knows about the MAHL. You know, they've been doing it for years. I think in recent years, there's a lot of pride in the KLAA, and it's not even a secret anymore. Look, you can't take a night off in this league. It's just that simple. And I think your schedule forthcoming kind of shows that. You got to tilt against Northville. You got a rematch with Franklin. There's no gimmies in the KLAA.
No, not at all. And on top of that, I mean, we have a kind of a rivalry game against Plymouth, who I've spent some time with their coaching staff as well. I was an assistant coach with that program for a year. Tremendous things going on there with Coach Vento's team. Of course, we'll have our rematch with Livonia Stevenson as well. I think that's what if there's anything that all of the KLAA coaches can all agree on at one point, is I think we do take a tremendous amount of pride in the level of competition that we're able to put together every single year. It's interesting because, you know, it's a great selling point for our high school hockey programs as we try to bring new players in. I think players are curious as to what sort of caliber team not only we're going to have, but what sort of schedule we're going to put together. And, you know, even returning players or returning families will ask me every year, you know, what's our schedule going to be like this year? And without fail, I can tell them, look, our schedule is going to be tough. We play in the KLAA, and that's never going to change. And I love that. I think everybody in the KLAA loves that. I think deep down we all feel that we can certainly compete and rival those teams in the MIHL, and certainly all due respect to those guys. But a lot of pride in the KLAA here, and I think that's what keeps everything exciting for us.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you mentioned it, and for people out there, again, and if you haven't seen the Chargers, go check them out at Eddie Edgar in Livonia. They take on the Mustangs this Friday. That's January 15th. The Patriots next Wednesday, January 20th. Coach, full disclosure, I'm going to check out Coach Ossenmacher in Salem taking on Coach Vellucci in Novi tonight. I mean, it really, if you're a high school hockey fan, there's a game every night. Well, not every night. I think people can take what I'm saying literally. There's a game 3-4 nights a week that you're going to want to see out of the KLAA.
And there's so much parity. I mean, it's hard to pick a winner in each one of these, and it's an exciting night at the rink, regardless of where you're playing and who's playing, and it's just you're going to get great hockey no matter where you go. So I would certainly encourage anybody who's a high school hockey fan or just a hockey fan in general. You know, it's always high tempo hockey that they play out there, and certainly Novi and Salem will be no different. So have fun at that one.
Oh, no doubt about it. Coach Reynolds, Livonia Churchill, 6 straight wins, 10-2 overall, and soon to be ranked in the top 25 by one person in particular. You have my word there. Hey, keep up the great stuff, Coach Reynolds. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll see you soon, huh?
I appreciate the time, Sean. Thanks so much.
You got it. Coach Reynolds, Livonia Churchill here on the High School Hockey Report. All right, welcome back into the High School Hockey Report here. 2016, it's our first edition of the year, and kindly joining us, you know, I joked with him when I saw him a couple weeks ago, any guy that can make me look smart, I'm going to be a fan of his for the rest of my life. These guys are a fun team to watch up in Romeo, and joining us right now, the head coach of the Romeo Bulldogs, Coach Nick Botter. First of all, Coach, a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us here on the High School Hockey Report.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sean. Appreciate it.
You know, Coach, we talked to you last year, and it was almost like people were caught off guard, surprised, if I will, at what you guys were doing last year. And I don't think anybody's surprised right now. I mean, things are just going right for you. You're 11-0 right now. I mean, I think people know the quality and the caliber of hockey players that you guys have at your disposal out in Romeo.
Yeah, definitely. We're not coming in the back door anymore, that's for sure. But it definitely makes it a lot harder, I think, just because you got a target on your back now. You know, they see Romeo on the schedule, any team that we're playing, and they know they got a good game coming up, and they definitely want to beat us. So it's made our job a lot harder, but I think we're up to the test.
Romeo 11-0, as I mentioned, on the season, and their head coach, Coach Botter, kindly joins us here on the High School Hockey Report. You know, Coach, one of the things that jumped out to me, I mean, not only looking at the numbers, but seeing you guys play a couple times, last year, and rightfully so, everybody talked about your big two. I mean, two of the best players you're going to find in the state in Nick and Logan Genuine. Right now, I'm seeing a lot of balanced scoring. We'll get to your goaltender in a second, but I think one thing that may surprise people that haven't seen you guys yet, you guys have some depth at your disposal. It's much more than the big two.
Absolutely. We have four quality, solid lines that I'm okay with putting out against any team, any line in the state, really. We're very deep. Everyone can score. Got a lot of role players, too. So, I mean, we can come at, you know, all angles, you know, whether it's putting the puck in the net, grinding out in the corners, or our biggest thing is getting better defensively. So, top to bottom. We've just been trying to improve in our own end, and we got the offensive skill, so we just let that kind of be natural and let that take over.
You know, I would be remiss before we talk about your goaltending as well. I mean, there's a reason so many people are talking about your big two. I mean, Nick and Logan, and for people out there that don't know, Logan Genuine, Nick Blankenberg, these are two guys that, as I said, I mean, look, I'll repeat myself, two of the best players you'll find in the state. Seems like they got some chemistry. What can you tell us about those two guys that you know, I mean, everybody sees it, but that chemistry is something you see on a daily basis.
Absolutely. You know, Nick or Blanks and Logs, as we like to call them, you know, they're two very skilled players. They got a lot of natural hockey sense and things like that. They also, they're with Brett Lansky, and he complements those two very well. He's smart with the puck, good offensively. He can put the puck in the back of the net. So those two are fun to watch. They really are. They do things that, you know, I haven't taught them before. That's just natural things that you know, they're doing as hockey players.
You know, a lot of people, and you were one of the guys that I reached out to at the beginning of the season. I always appreciate the coaches, getting the coaches' perspective, guys to look out for, not only with their team but other teams. A lot of people talked about your fine sophomore goaltender, and I think by all accounts, Nolan Carr is living up to the advanced billing. Talk about that young man and what you're getting out of him.
The biggest thing about Nolan is his work ethic. It carries over in practice to the games. I mean, he is razor-focused every day. He comes in wanting to get better, you know, wanting to push himself. He's never content with, you know, just taking a shot here, shot there. He wants to go. He wants to work. And he's a leader in the room. You know, usually that's not a big thing or a big quality that you find in goalies. So it's very nice for us to have someone, you know, vocal, a leader in the room, on the ice, coming between the pipes.
Coach Botter kindly joins us. Hey, I'll tell you how cool he is. He's got a game in a few hours, a big matchup against Livonia Franklin. And by the time you hear this, maybe that game's already over, but it's so cool that he joins us. Hey, talk to me about what's going on in the Mac Red, because I think, you know, again, you guys aren't coming in the back door. Everybody knows what Romeo's about on your watch. I think people have seen what Coach Hall has done. But, you know, even SCS has improved this year. Macomb, Dakota, there's a lot of good hockey not only being played in the Red, but all across the Mac. And I make the joke all the time, the Mac isn't just a football conference anymore, Coach.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the biggest thing with our schedule this year is every team that we're playing is better than last year. Our competition is higher, and that's, you know, no exception in the Mac Red. Ike, Dakota, and Shores, they're all solid teams, and you know, it definitely makes our job a lot harder because we got two against them throughout the year. So I think we have one more with Dakota and one more with Eisenhower. So it should be a good touch for the boys.
Well, I mentioned you guys have Franklin tonight, and then it's, you know, one of the cool things about high school hockey, there's always great tournaments all over the state. You guys got an opportunity to go up to Traverse City. You got a matchup with Bay Area, and then, of course, taking on Coach Bloschel and Big Rapids as well. It's got to be a great experience for you and the club to be a part of a tournament like that.
Oh, absolutely. We have so much hockey coming up. We are on the ice Monday, Tuesday, game today, practice tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. So it's 6 out of 7 days, you know, this week. And it's no change coming to the public school showcase right after that. So we have a ton of hockey. I think we have 3 days off until February throughout this month of January. So this is when we're grinding. This is when we're going to, you know, kind of see what we're all about. So hopefully we can keep the momentum going. And, yeah, we're really excited about the Traverse Showcase. I haven't really gone away overnight before with the team. So this is going to be fun to see how they react and kind of get us ready for the state playoffs, because our goal is to be at CompuWare, to be playing every other night throughout the playoffs. So we're just setting ourselves up for March.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. I was going to ask you. I mean, you guys made a nice big run last year. You got to the quarterfinals. Certainly it wasn't to the point that you wanted to get to, but, it was laying the groundwork, so to speak. Any lessons that you took from last year, that the club took from last year?
So many. I mean, last year was my first year as head coach, so I was learning. I'm learning as I went. You know, I'm just basing off things of my playing experience, not really much coaching experience. So just taking that into this year, being better in our own end, being able to score from a second or third line rather than just relying on top guys, playing a better defensive game is the number one thing that we're trying to get after. You know, we got bottled up by Grosse Pointe South. We got embarrassed. So our goal this year is to win our last game, and to reach our potential. That's our biggest thing. We didn't feel as a club that we reached our potential last year. So in the back, we got a lot of guys coming back. So we only lost seven. So that's the biggest thing. We're just trying to, you know, win our last game. That's our biggest goal.
Hey, folks, I'm going to tell you what. If you haven't seen Romeo play, if you haven't seen Coach Potter coach the Bulldogs, Coach, I'm not just saying this for your benefit. I think you're one of the most entertaining teams to watch. I think the last couple of years, that statement can be made, and certainly you've done a heck of a lot of winning as well. Hey, best of luck not only tonight against Franklin and up in Traverse City, but beyond. It's been a pleasure watching your team play, and I wish you all the best the rest of the way.
Thanks, Sean. Really appreciate it. Good talking with you.
Always a pleasure. Coach Potter from Romeo kindly joins us here on the High School Hockey Report. All right, that'll do it. Thanks again goes out to Coach Potter at Romeo, Coach Reynolds at Livonia Churchill, and Coach Kalinicki at Catholic Central. The inaugural edition 2016. We'll talk to you again next week. And by the way, most importantly, thanks to you for listening. And of course, to our executive producer, Adam Zellick. Adam will be here with us, taking you all the way up to USA Hockey Arena. Of course, that is where the MHSAA semifinals and finals take place in the middle of March. For everybody involved, I'm Sean Belegian saying, we'll talk to you next week. Hope to see you at a rink. This is the High School Hockey Report.